Hi, this is Jody with customer support. You request, how may I help you today?
Yes, I been seeing notices on my email from my bank about a product, and your product is coming up. I believe it's called aloe vera or whatever it's called.
Okay, yes, sir.
And I would like that discontinued, and I would like to know who purchased that, who purchased it or who made that order.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to help you with that. I need to locate that account first. May I have your first and last name?
Yes, Zay Alizea.
I'm sorry, can you spell that for me?
Yes, JOSEALICICEA.
Okay. So the first name is Jose, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe my headset may have cut out mid part of your last name. I have ELIC.
A. ALICEA.
Thank you. All right. I am locating this account for you. And I did not locate anything with that information. Do you happen to have an order ID number?
No. All I saw was something on my email from my bank saying that I ordered something and I don't know what the product is.
Okay. Let's see here. Now I can search by the the first six and last four of the card that's being charged. And if your card is being charged or used in our system, it will definitely locate this account. Do you mind doing that for me? Let me search by the first six and last four of that card.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get access to my wallet. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you need the four last digits or?
The first six.
I'm not comfortable. I'm sorry?
Yes, sir. I do understand. But if you're being charged, I'd like to locate this account so that we can see what's going on.
Okay.
The first six and last four.
Okay. 44 82 33 4 306.
Thank you. All right. All right. I'm going to repeat this back to you. 448233 and the last four, 4306.
Yes.
All right. So I didn't locate anything, and that is the card that was charged, correct? Or with the charge?
I'm not sure. I have two cards.
Okay, so I didn't locate
I'll
an
give
account
you the number
using
on the other one.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
It's okay.
51 47 58. I'm sorry, 59. Mm-hmm. Let me start over again.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses on.
It's
so,
okay.
51 47 59 87 43.
Thank you. All right, and I didn't locate anything using that information either. What product did you say that you're seeing on your bill? What was the product name again?
Aloe vera, I think it was.
I thought
when
you
I
said
saw
a
from
product.
The bank, I used what's happening is my bank called me after seeing certain charges, and well, they didn't call me. They sent me an email, and I said, well, I've been using ATMs at stores. They said, don't do that. Either go to a bank, any bank, and let them. You're better off just going to a regular bank and doing that than going to an ATM at any other store. So that's why I believe the stuff started.
Okay. What is the what is the total or the amount that's being charged?
From what the bank is telling me, almost 400 and change. Someone's been messing with my card for almost 400 and change.
So is that one purchase of 400?
No, several purchases. One being a dietary thing and another one being another stuff. And I said,
do you happen to have...
I'm 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, the weight I'm supposed to be. I don't have a gut. Never had a gut in my life. Why would I want a dietary thing?
Yes, sir. And I want to be able to locate this account so we can see what's going on. Is there any way you can tell me the total of the charge that you are being charged?
I'm not sure how much this particular item is being charged for, but I know that my bill went all the way up to 400, so they froze my debit card. I can't use that card. And I told them, fantastic, just cut it off. I have two other cards. And the only one I used, the one I just gave you, and the other one that I gave you, the other one I don't even look at.
Okay.
That's when I retire.
That's
fine. Just throw money in there and just don't even use it. I don't even look at it. It's not even in my wallet. It stays at my home. I don't even look at it.
Okay. So I want to be able to locate this account. Is there anyone else listed on your card?
No one is listed on my card. I'm single, and no one messes with my cards.
All right, where did you receive the number to call this number? Was it on your bank statement?
It was on my bank statement.
Is that where you got the number to call here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes you may need to call your bank and ask for the merchant's telephone number. Sometimes the number may be outdated, and that's why I was trying to kind of narrow down to see if
They say aloe vera, and that was the number that the female told me to call when I called up my bank. Said it's coming up as this number. For aloe vera, but I'm not sure if that's the accurate number. So I figured out, they told me not to, but I'm kind of pissed right now that someone's using my card, that someone was using my card. Now I can't use it anymore because they froze it. I told them to freeze up my card.
Yes, sir. I understand.
So, they told me that they will facilitate the investigation and everything else. But
okay, no problem.
I'm from New York, so I get easily heated. So figure it out.
You're fine. So I do have I have located a product named aloe vera. So I just need to locate your account so that we can get it stopped. I have searched by the card, and if I'm not able to locate it by using the first six and last four, pretty much I believe you may need to call them back and ask them for the merchant's telephone number. I do apologize, but
no, it's no issues with you. I have no animosity toward you whatsoever. I'm not sure who's doing this to my card. I'll let the bank deal with it.
Would you like me to try to search by your email address? I can search by your email address.
No, because I would never give my email address out there. I don't do Facebook. I don't do any of that stuff. So.
normally
it wouldn't be out there.
If I'm not able to locate it by using the card information, chances are I won't be able to locate it using other information, but I did want to offer that suggestion. Okay, well,
thank you very much for your patience. Like I said, I just woke up and I did everything right. I covered my PIN number. I did everything, and still I get banged for $400.
Yes,
sir. That just
it does you know. Happen. Yes, sir. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. Please call your bank and ask for the merchant's telephone number. Let them know that the number on the statement was not the correct number. And sometimes they'll have a different number for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good, if it's Mother's Day and your mother, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.